Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The House has passed a bill that many lawmakers admit still needs more work. It's the AI nudification legislation that bans the technology that allows users to create deepfake nude photos of innocent victims. DFL Representative Jess Hansen is behind the bill.
The creation of the content is the root. We do go after perpetrators, but unfortunately, even the law is not strong enough to catch a lot of them.
The bill passed 132-1. Republican Drew Roach of Farmington says it doesn't go far enough.
I'm fearful that, one, I mean, in the bill, there's an exemption. It still allows somebody to, as long as they do it themselves, to create the material. And I'm just worried that this really isn't going to stop anything.
The measure would allow victims to sue the internet pastors responsible for violating their rights. The bill is currently being heard in the Senate. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is seeking public input on fisheries management for Mille Lacs Lake. Anglers, residents, and other stakeholders are invited to share their perspectives on current management practices and help shape the lake's future. An in-person meeting will take place on Thursday evening before the fishing opener, May 7th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at Hazleton Town Hall in Aitken. Thousands of motorcycle riders are expected to hit the road today through Sunday for the annual spring flood run. State Motorcycle Safety Specialist Jay Bach says this event marks the unofficial start of Minnesota's motorcycle season.
Be prepared for the group ride. Get an idea what the plan is, where the stops are going to be. Be prepared for the weather conditions, hot, cold, rain, whatever it happens to be. Be mindful of the skill levels of the other riders that are in your group. Everybody has a much different place in their skill set.
In other headlines, many of the drugs that sparked the opioid crisis didn't come from dealers, but from medicine cabinets at home. And state officials say tomorrow's prescription drug take-back day can help stop that cycle. DEA Assistant Special Agent in Charge Rafael Matei.
People would go to the doctors for legitimate reasons, and they would get prescribed. And all of us, we take a few, and then we're like, oh, I feel great, so I'll just keep this in my medicine cabinet, the unused part. And those would end up on the street.
Tomorrow's event runs from 10 to 2. To find a drop-off location nearest you, head online to deatakeback.com. Minnesota Housing is awarding more than $1.1 million in grants to 15 small cities across greater Minnesota to expand and preserve local housing. Each community will receive $75,000 through the state's Small Cities Housing Aid grant program. This is MNN.